I think my father might have been the original diplomat.
Freya used this startling announcement to draw out Phoebe's circumspect father about his early days in the Queen's service. Whether or not Freya's historical judgment was accurate, Philippe de Clermont had clearly taught his daughter a thing or two about smoothing over conversational rough edges.
Richard Mayhew, you say? I believe I knew him. Françoise, didn't I know Richard Mayhew when we were in India?
The sharp-eyed servant had mysteriously appeared the moment her mistress required her, tuned in to some vampiric frequency inaudible to mere mortals.
Probably.
Françoise was a woman of few words, but each one conveyed layers of meaning.
Yes, I think I did know him. Tall, sandy-haired, good-looking in a sort of schoolboy way.
Freya was undeterred by Françoise's dour remark, or by the fact that she was describing roughly half the British diplomatic corps. Phoebe had yet to discover anything that could put a dent in Freya's cheerful resolve.
Goodbye for now,
Freya said breezily at the end of the evening, kissing each of the tailors in farewell. A press of cool lips on one cheek, then the other.
Padma, you are always welcome. Let me know when you will be in Paris next. Stella, do stay here during the winter shows. It is so convenient to the fashion houses. And Françoise and Charles will take very good care of you. The George V is excellent, of course, but so popular with tourists. Edward, I will be in touch.
Her mother had been characteristically dry-eyed and stoic, though she held Phoebe a bit more tightly than usual in farewell. You are doing the right thing, Padma Taylor whispered into her daughter's ear before releasing her. She understood what it meant to love someone enough to give up your whole life in exchange for a promise of what it could become. Make sure that prenup is as generous as they claim, Stella murmured to Phoebe as she crossed the threshold. Just in case. This house is worth a fucking fortune. Stella could view Phoebe's decision only through her own frame of reference, which was entirely concerned with glamour, style, and the distinctive cut of Freya's vintage red gown.
This!
Freya had laughed when Stella admired it, posing for a moment and tilting her flaxen topknot to one side to show the gown and her figure to greater advantage.
Balenciaga. Had it for ages. Now there was a man who understood how to construct a bodice.
It was her normally reserved father who had struggled with the farewell, eyes filled with tears, searching hers. So like his, Freya had noticed earlier in the evening, for signs that her resolution might be wavering. Once her mother and Stella were outside the gates, her father pulled Phoebe away from the front steps where Freya waited. It won't be long, Dad, Phoebe said, trying to reassure him. But they both knew that months would pass before she would be allowed to see her family again, for their safety as well as for her own.
Are you sure, Phoebe? Absolutely, her father asked. There's still time to reconsider.
I'm sure.
Be reasonable for a moment,
Edward Taylor said, a note of pleading in his voice. He was familiar with delicate negotiations and was not above using guilt to tilt matters in his favor.
Why not wait a few more years? There's no need to rush into such a big decision.
I'm not going to change my mind, Phoebe said, gentle but firm. This isn't a matter for the head, Dad, but the heart.
Now her birth family was gone. Phoebe was left with the de Clermont's loyal retainers, Charles and Françoise, and Freya, who was her fiancé's maker's stepsister, and therefore in vampiric terms a close relation. In the immediate aftermath of the Taylor's departure, Phoebe had thanked Charles for the fine dinner, and Françoise for taking care of everyone during the party. Then she sat in the salon with Freya, who was reading her email before responding to it in longhand, writing on creamy cards edged in lavender that she slid into heavy envelopes.
There is no need to embrace this godforsaken new preference for instant communication, Freya explained, when Phoebe asked why she didn't simply hit reply like everyone else. You will soon discover, Phoebe dearest, that speed is not something that a vampire requires. It's very human and vulgar to rush about as though time were in short supply.
After putting in a courteous hour with Marcus's aunt,